From WYPR, I'm Sheila Kast. We're on the record. Two years ago, the District Court of Maryland in Baltimore City formed a special docket to offer veterans a chance for rehabilitation rather than incarceration. 18 vets have since graduated from the Veterans Treatment Court, which connects them to mental health and substance abuse services and pairs them with mentors. We hear from two social workers with the VA Maryland healthcare system who work with veterans caught up in the criminal justice system, says Jim Haskell.
What we have found is that by addressing the root cause of the criminal behavior, we're actually able to be more successful in ending this vicious cycle that people find themselves in.
Plus, we hear from a Vietnam veteran who graduated this year from the Veterans Treatment Court. It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Kast. We're On the Record. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says more than 400,000 veterans live in Maryland, most of them in central Maryland. Baltimore City is home to about 31,000 veterans. It's also home to the Veterans Treatment Court, a special docket of the District Court of Maryland in Baltimore City, formed in 2015 as a partnership among the Maryland Office of the Public Defender, the Office of the Baltimore State's Attorney, and the Veterans Affairs Maryland Healthcare System. The VA Maryland Healthcare System consists of three inpatient facilities and five outpatient clinics. It works with veterans from the Eastern Shore, Cecil, and Harford counties, and Central Maryland. The goal of the Veterans Treatment Court? Rehabilitation rather than incarceration. If veterans agree to participate, they receive counseling, mentoring, treatment of drug or alcohol abuse, and other social services. Later, we'll hear from a veteran who graduated from the Veterans Treatment Court in January. But first, the nuts and bolts of the docket. I'm joined by two social workers with the VA Maryland healthcare system. They both work with veterans who are facing criminal charges. Giovanni Mooring works with veterans participating in the Veterans Treatment Court. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. And Jim Haskell works with veterans who are facing criminal charges but ineligible for the court and those who are about to be released from incarceration. He also testified in support of the creation of Baltimore City's Veteran Treatments Court. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Jim, this docket launched in 2015. Tell me what led up to the creation of the Veterans Treatment Court.
Well, I wanted to testify to let folks know that these treatment interventions worked because we were dealing with what was driving the criminal behavior. And by addressing the mental illness or PTSD, TBI that combat veterans come back home with, or whether it be a drug or alcohol problem, what we have found is that by addressing the root cause of the criminal behavior, we're actually able to be more successful in ending this vicious cycle that people find themselves in.
And you knew that already. This was in 2008 that you were testifying. You had already been working with veterans.
Right. We started in 2007. I think I actually testified in 2010. So we'd had a couple years of experience under our belt, and we had observed veterans making significant progress with the combination of the legal incentive combined with the clinical treatment that's available through the VA. I really feel fortunate as a social worker to work with the VA because the services that we have to offer are comprehensive normally they're fully funded. And so when we say that a veteran is going to get 6 months of treatment, they don't have to come up with an insurance or normally pay out of pocket. It's something that's a covered benefit because they're veterans and they served in the military honorably.
Yeah, I can imagine social workers in other settings who are listening to this thinking, hey, that sounds like a good setup. Jim, are there other veterans courts in Maryland?
There are. PG County has a veterans court. There's one being set up in Frederick County. And I know they're in the process of working on setting up one in Anne Arundel County.
And how is it determined whether a veteran can participate?
Each court is set up by that local jurisdiction, and they set the criteria. So the veterans docket in Baltimore is set up in a district court. So those are usually misdemeanor offenses. But the veterans court in PG County is actually part of a circuit court. So they only deal with more serious offenses, which are circuit court offenses.
Giovanni Mooring, as I understand it, the Veterans Treatment Court in Baltimore City, in the district court, has 22 active participants, and 18 veterans have graduated from the docket. Tell me how it works. Once a veteran agrees to participate, what happens?
Prior to them agreeing to participate, what happens is I meet with the veteran and I conduct a psychosocial assessment so that we're able to determine what needs or services the veteran might need to be connected to. And then we let them know what the expectations of the court will be so that they can make a decision as to whether they want to participate or if they think that they would rather get a regular trial date.
Why would a veteran not want to participate?
Sometimes some of the charges that they have, they think that they may be able to just get regular probation and not have to do all of the things that be required of them in the veterans treatment docket. So they choose to just get a regular trial date, or because there's certain expectations with being in the veteran treatment docket, some of them don't feel like they need substance abuse treatment at this time, or they don't want to do mental health treatment. So they would rather just get a regular trial date where it may be that they don't have to do those things.
So those who do agree, I gather there are different tracks that they might be on. Tell us about that.
So with Baltimore City's Veterans Treatment Docket, they have three different tracks. And what happens is, depending on their record, the current charges that they're facing, they will all get assigned to a track which the state's attorney and Judge Weinstein agreed to.
Judge Weinstein, Judge Hallie Weinstein is in charge of the,
yes,
the treatment court docket.
Yes. And so the first track is a 90-day diversion program. So for veterans who don't have much of a record, then they may get offered the first track. Track two, they are under pretrial services. So to get their urinalysis and things like that, they would go to pretrial services. And most people stay on that track for at least a year. Track three, which is the more serious track, they're under parole and probation. And Angel Davis is the parole and probation officer, so all veterans who go under that track meet with her on a regular basis, and those veterans will stay in the program for at least a year as well.
And what kind of cases are we talking about? Jim Haskell, you said misdemeanor because they're right in district court. Are they generally nonviolent cases?
For the docket, yes.
Giovanni Mooring, what is the most common type of offense that's being addressed?
There's a variety, but I would say the most common is theft and possession charges for a lot of the veterans. Possession of drugs, cocaine, heroin, marijuana.
What happens if a veteran reoffends?
So if a veteran reoffends while they're on the docket, then that would be taken back to Judge Weinstein, and she can either, if it's in Baltimore City, then she can sanction them so they can get like a jail sanction for basically not complying with what they're supposed to be doing in the veterans treatment docket. It's really done by a case-by-case basis. We haven't had it so far with the veterans treatment docket, so it's not an issue that we've really had to deal with the veterans so far. But it would basically be taken back to Judge Weinstein, depending on what the new charges are, to determine what would happen with the veteran.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with social workers Giovanni Mooring and Jim Haskell of the VA Maryland Healthcare System. We're discussing the Veterans Treatment Court, a special docket in Baltimore City in the district court that focuses on rehabilitation rather than incarceration. Giovanni Mooring, who sets the requirements that veterans need to meet in order to graduate?
We actually have a treatment team meeting, which involves all of the community providers, Judge Hallie Weinstein, Patricia Darris, the state's attorney, the public defender's office. So we all get together and discuss each veteran's case and determine what services they need, what needs that they have. And then Judge Weinstein ultimately makes the decision once we have that discussion.
And I understand they're paired with a mentor. What happens with that? What's the value of that?
So all the veterans, they have a mentoring program. They actually have, most of the mentors are veterans themselves, and they go through a training. So each veteran is paired with a mentor. So the mentor basically is like, it's like a buddy system. When they have to come to court, the mentors come to court with them. If they're having a hard time, they're able to contact their mentors. A lot of these mentors know what they're going through because they've also had the military experience. So it's the camaraderie between them helps the veteran through the process. When they're having difficulties, they have someone that they can turn to and who helps them navigate the system as far as getting connected to whatever services they need.
Jim, you know, some people might criticize this docket as offering differential treatment, special treatment to people who, they are veterans, but they have broken the law. What do you say to that?
Well, I think what we have found is that when you're talking about these low-level charges in particular, that the courts have come to realize that incarcerating people doesn't really make a difference. And that's why if you look at the history of folks that we work with, oftentimes you'll see this vicious cycle of incarceration and release, and kind of a downward spiral that, you know, incarceration affects a person's ability to work, get a job. It destroys family relations. Children suffer also as a result of incarceration. And when these incarcerations are for charges that are really stem from, you know, problems with drug addiction or mental illness, then research has shown that these issues are better addressed with treatment. And the courts have learned that. Oftentimes, they know the defendants because of the multiple times that they've been in their court. And so at this point, they're anxious to try something different. And I think that we've all been pleasantly surprised to find that treatment intervention is more effective in doing what the courts are established to do, which is to prevent further criminal behavior.
So would the same thing not be true then of other kinds of defendants? Should the courts be doing this for every defendant who comes before them, offering these kinds of social services?
Well, we don't take a position on whether or not a veteran should be incarcerated or released. That's part of our understanding of our clinical role versus the judicial role. But we offer our services to every veteran who's eligible. We consider them innocent until proven guilty. And so, but of course, with veterans who have more serious charges, oftentimes there's not much that we can do, because there's going to be a jail sentence. However, even in those cases, we can provide the court and the veteran with an idea of what treatment will be available to them when they are able to be released from incarceration.
There are other specialty courts that have been around prior to them even having a veterans treatment docket. They have drug courts. They have mental health courts. For other people who are not veterans, they can take advantage of the other specialty courts that a lot of our courts already have in place.
Giovanni, are most of the veterans you see older veterans?
There's really a wide range of veterans. We have veterans that come into the docket who are in their 30s, and we have veterans, right now I have a veteran in the docket that's 84 years old. So we have from Vietnam to veterans who are just coming home. So it's a real wide range of the veterans that are served in the docket.
Jim, you, as I understand it, work with veterans who are not eligible for the Veterans Treatment Court, which most in Maryland are not because they live outside the particular cities and county
right.
that you mentioned, Prince George's, Frederick, Baltimore City. So what services do those veterans qualify for?
Our program is much the same outside of the docket, absent the structure that's provided by the docket, which makes everything work more smoothly. But if a veteran is facing charges in a local court, we will meet with them, do a psychosocial assessment, determine what their treatment needs are, and then ask them to sign a release of information and work with their public defender or private attorney. We develop what we call a post-release treatment plan, which is provided then to their public defender or private attorney to present to the court for possible consideration as an option if the judge and the court feels that it would be appropriate. They can be released into treatment. They're normally put on probation with the requirement that they complete the treatment that's offered. The treatment that's offered oftentimes involves commitment to up to 6 months in a VA substance abuse halfway treatment program, such as McVet's or the South Baltimore Station, or it can be a residential rehabilitation treatment stay in Perry Point, which can be anywhere from 3 months to 100 days to 30 days, depending on their clinical circumstances.
We have to take a quick break here. When we get back, we'll hear from a veteran who has gone through the treatment court. This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. The Baltimore City Veterans Treatment Docket offers former members of the military an alternative to jail time. The docket aims to address underlying issues that may contribute to criminal behavior, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance abuse problems, traumatic brain injury. Jim Haskell and Giovanni Mooring of the VA Maryland healthcare system are still with us. They work with veterans facing criminal charges and connect them to services. And now we're joined by Ernest Thomas Jr., who's a native of Baltimore and a Vietnam veteran. He served in the Army and graduated from the Veterans Court in January of this year. Mr. Thomas, tell us about your experience in Veterans Court.
Well, my experience in Veterans Court was overwhelming for me at first. When I first got there, I really didn't know what to do. I was locked up, and they came to me. Like, I didn't know it was a veteran document.
What had you been arrested for?
Drugs.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I was sitting in there. I never, all my life, I never made bail. You know, never made bail until the veteran court came, you know. And when the veteran court came, they told me, you know, I was going home. That was the happiest day of my life. They told me, will you be there on Harford Road at 9 o'clock? I said, I'll be there at 8, and I was there. And then from that day on, they sent me out for outpatient. And after my outpatient, I got caught up in some stuff that I was on probation. And Miss Angela Davis was my probation officer. And I had parole and probation. But I know one thing for sure, I couldn't handle it no more because I got caught up again, you know, between my post-traumatic and my anger issues. I had a lot of stuff going on. My mother passed away, my father passed away, my sister. It was a lot of stuff.
How did the Veterans Court help with that?
They helped me through a whole lot with it. So when I got tired of being sick and tired, I went to Miss Giovanni, and she talked to the people. And they seen something in me that I didn't see in myself, but they kept telling me I worked this. I had to make a change in me. So they sent me to VA Perry Point Hospital in Cecil County. I stayed an inpatient, and I was going to classes. You know, the staff helped you. They works with you. For people like me, I was hard-headed. I was out there. So I know for a fact that it was had to take care of what I had to do was take care of me, follow rules and directions, and that's what I started doing. And then I had to go down to veteran document treatment every Tuesday, and they helped me.
Did you have to think twice when, at the beginning, when they explained veteran treatments court to you and said, do you want to participate?
Yes,
you didn't
ma'am.
Have to participate.
No, I didn't have to, but I knew I needed help. And it wasn't no help out there where I was going at. I was leading to death. Where I'm at now, it's a greater life, you know, for me. Going to meetings, going to aftercare, and going to the classes in 80, they tell you all about yourself. The doctors, they work with you. They got staff up there that's with you all the way, and they do. They works with you.
Giovanni, just to sort of be able to weave things together, you were working with Ernest when he was in treatment. Tell us what you observed of his journey through Veterans Treatment Court.
Well, Mr. Thomas came into the court. He struggled a lot in the beginning. One of his struggles, of course, was working with his addiction. And because he was struggling, he needed more than the outpatient treatment, which is what he initially wanted to do. And so that's how I ended up working with him to get him into Prairie Point's residential program. And from there, he was actually able to get clean. And he stayed in that program for 100 days, and then he went on to go into our CHEP program. So after graduating from residential, he went into, he transitioned into our CHEP program where he stayed for 60 days, and now he's in his own home. Prior to that, he had a lot of struggles getting to that point, but through the docket, he was able to get connected to services, a number of services that have helped him to maintain being clean, getting connected to monetary services through Veterans Benefits Administration. He's reconnected with his family, and now he's actually transitioned to his own home.
Jim Haskell, the services that Giovanni just described, are those services that he would have been entitled to if he had come straight to the VA?
Certainly. Absolutely. The Veterans Court is just a mechanism for facilitating veteran access to those services, and those very same services are used by veterans in whatever court setting they may be in.
Giovanni Mooring, what do you hear from veterans who've gone through the process? Veterans like Ernest Thomas, is what he says typical?
Yes. Some of them had no idea that the services were available to them. So getting the opportunity to get connected to services through the VA happened simply because they had this situation. And then, you know, now they're aware of all these services that have been available to them that they hadn't taken advantage of.
Ernest Thomas, do you think there should be more veterans courts?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Tell me why.
To me, veteran court is the best place to be because I never knew it was a veteran docket. And it's best for all veterans to work with because we all need that. All the brothers up there that I know that's in the family now, they love it because I have an outlet now. People who care and share about you. You know, we talk. We have groups. And we sit up there and we just share one another feelings. And we learn through one another. You know, right now, if it wasn't been from people standing here with me, right, just beside me, y'all, you know, I would like somewhere else. So I'm just being honest. But knowing what I know today through the hope and strength of God of my understanding, I'm just glad that I have the veteran docket.
I appreciate your walking us through it. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
And thank you.
Ernest Thomas Jr. is a Vietnam veteran. He graduated from the Veterans Treatment Docket in Baltimore City in January. Jim Haskell and Giovanni Mooring are social workers with the VA Maryland healthcare system. They coordinate outreach services for veterans facing criminal charges. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow.